Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Karina. Good morning.
And we've got your beautiful new book here on the desk, which is called Old Man's Story, which is, I think, absolutely possibly unique in that as a landscape photographer, you've actually combined your images with stories from an Aboriginal elder. Has this ever been done before?
Oh, I guess it probably has. But for me, it was certainly the first time I'd ever actually done anything like this. I had a sort of assignation to work with an elder across the river, across the East Alligator River. I'd been looking to spend time with Aboriginal mob anyway. I'd been on the road about 3 years already. I'd sold house and home in Rosebank to hit the road and basically go and photograph the country, and I didn't know how long I was going to be out there. But after about 3 years, I thought, what you really need to do is just be still a while. Instead of hopping and skipping around the country, why not just get to be still in one place? And I also felt it was time to spend time with Aboriginal mob. I felt if you're doing a landscape book, as I was, my life's work, really, basically, in one book, you have to have the Aboriginal perspective in that. It's total dishonour if you don't. So I was thinking, well, maybe there's an elder somewhere I can spend some time with and learn. He can learn me up, perhaps, if I'm really lucky. So by curious circumstances, I came to Kakadu and met up with old man Bill Nighy, for whom we have to thank, actually. Basically, Kakadu National Park was pretty well Bill's idea. It was a way, basically, to protect his country against any further uranium mining. There had already been three leases granted in the 70s, and he thought, well, if we have a national park and declare it a World Heritage Area, then white fella and black fella can work together looking after the country, and we'll protect this place against any more mines. And that's basically, you know, what happened. So he'd done a couple of books already in defence of his country. He had one book called Kakadu Man, which sold out very rapidly. That was in the 70s. He worked with a man called Keith Taylor doing a book called Story About Feeling. So he'd done two books already when I arrived in Kakadu. Now, he was in his 80s, old man. He was pretty sick with emphysema. He hadn't got much longer to go, and he really wanted to record his thoughts before he passed away. So he was looking for somebody to work with to do this. I, meanwhile, was looking for an elder to learn me up. So in some curious way, we were looking for each other. That was my task. I'm lucky that I have background in advertising and publicity and what have you. So I'm used to the idea of having an image that runs with some copy. And now the copy was the most beautiful story. And so it was my task to find the images and make sure that I had those to resonate with his words when the book finally came out. It's the Aboriginal Studies Press, which are centred in Canberra. They're just two doors down from the National Portrait Gallery, where old man's picture's hanging. I was 2 years working with old man. So I got a job up there as a ranger, working for the national parks as what they call a surveillance officer, who basically looks after the art sites, make sure nobody damages them. So I've got my ranger's uniform, my hat, my boots, my two-way radio, and I'm on patrol looking after the art sites. Now, of course, when I wasn't in uniform, I was a photographer again. So I was always on site whenever the weather looked really interesting, storm coming up, you know, full moon coming up, whatever. I was there. So I worked that country, that piece of country, probably about 10 kilometres square, for 2 years. I got to know it really, really well. I went there for dry season, I was there for two wet seasons, and then it came to the stage where I'd finished working with old man, I'd copied everything down that he taped, read it all out to him, made sure there were no mistakes, found a publisher, republished Kakadu Man as Gagadu Man, so that was actually also out for about the last 5 years that's been in print. And then it was kind of time to go. It's almost like the country was saying, well, you've done your work now. And as old man said, well, you go tell your story now. And because old man wanted his story recorded for his mob and also for us mob too. It's basically about white fellas and black fellas working together looking after the country. And if there's one phrase of his which I really remember and it sticks with me, is you look after country, country look after you. And that to me sort of really sums him up. You know, it's the deeper reflection of the benefits that accrue to you if you look after this place, not only in terms of looking after it, but what will be transmitted back to you in knowledge about your own country, how you can honor that. And working with them, you know, over those 2 years, I got to know that place really well, and I got to really love it. Kakadu is a very special place for me.